Well, a man who needs a vacation. He and his staff over there at Abacus Tax and Books. That would be Thomas Brown. And he joins us here on Palmetto Mornings. Good morning to you, Thomas.
Good morning.
The tax season is over, sort of, right?
Yes, yes.
The rush.
The rush is over. The storm has settled down a little bit. But, you know, one of the things I tell people and what I'm working on a lot now, obviously, there's plenty of people that have filed extensions. So we're working with those people. But another thing is we have a lot of people that when we finish their tax returns, they either owed a little bit of money or they got a bigger refund. And some people like refunds and some people go, I want to get as close to even as possible. And so what we're doing with them is we're gathering their current pay information. And we're going, hey, what can we do to change this to where you don't owe as much? Or what can we do to change this where your refund is not as big? So that's what we're doing with a lot of individuals right now.
I love that you shared that story because I don't want to speak for everyone. But most people, I assume, just get all of their tax information in a folder. They drop it off. You tell them how much they owe or how much they're getting back. And then that's the last you hear from them again until the next year. But if people are trying to hit a certain amount or getting close to even as you can, you all work with them on that, right? Like,
yes,
that's part of that relationship that you have with the folks who prepare your taxes. So that's good to know. And that's just a conversation they have with you and keeping that dialogue open.
Exactly. So every time we reach out to them and let them know their tax return's done, we always say, hey, if you have any questions, let us know. We want to be able to answer this. And I tell people, I don't want to send you out the door unless you are comfortable with knowing what's going on with your tax return. Knowing that, yes, you owed a lot of money and here's why, or hey, you got this refund, but here's why kind of thing, you know, because at the end of the day, I don't make the tax codes. I'm just the one stuck with enforcing those tax codes.
What do they say? Don't hate the player, hate the game, right?
Right.
So don't get mad at you when
exactly.
You give them the numbers. It's just how they all fell into place for sure. What was the takeaway from this year's tax season? What did you kind of see? What was the theme?
Yeah. So obviously the One Big Beautiful Bill Act came out, and that made no tax on overtime, no tax on tips, and that gave the expanded senior deductions for all of your individuals. One thing that most people didn't realize, overtime is not your time and a half. Overtime is halftime. So if you get paid, easy math, if you get paid $10 an hour, overtime is $15. The no tax is not on $15, and the no tax is on the $5, because that's your overtime pay.
Okay.
So a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, I get $10,000 in overtime. No, you don't. Not for the non-taxable portion of it. So then the no tax on tips, we actually had a couple people come in that just were restaurant workers at high-end restaurants. I mean, they had $20,000 deductions, $30,000 deductions on no tax on tips because that was most of their income. And it was a big difference for those.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you made probably some people happy this year, maybe compared to in past years where you have to deliver some different news for sure.
Yep.
We're speaking with Thomas Brown. He's with Abacus Tax and Books. Let's tell folks, first of all, where you're located. Where's your office?
So we are in Tiga K. There's the Walmart right there in Tiga K. We're basically right behind that Walmart.
And again, throughout the rest of the year, this is in May, come June, July, August, September, October. What is life like for you all in this industry?
So outside of individuals, it's businesses right now. So we work with a lot of small, medium businesses. So what we're doing now is we're really getting the rest of this One Big Beautiful Bill Act. And we're looking at some of the things that were kind of murky on the information that may have been more settled and set in stone now, and working on strategic planning opportunities for these businesses on how we can reduce and defer those taxes for them. So that's what keeps the payroll side of it done right there during this time, you know, keeping the overhead paid and everything. So, but outside of the businesses, it's also just studying for what's coming for next tax season, how we can plan and change those things, and then also working with any individuals on any random tax needs. One big thing that changed is the IRS is modernizing refunds, and if you don't, you have to get a direct deposit refund, or you have to, of course, they created a form for it, it's the IRS, where you have to explain to them why you want a check. So if there's actually an error and you're due a refund, they send you a piece of paper to tell you that they're not going to send you a piece of paper and that you need to go create a direct deposit piece of information for them to get your money. Otherwise, you don't get your money.
Sounds like a well-oiled machine there. A lot of paper still we're dealing with in the digital world for sure.
Yeah.
And then, Thomas, those that have filed for an extension, what is the deadline for them? Is everyone on the same page? Do you have to have the extensions done by this specific date, or is it does it vary person to person?
So for probably 99% of Americans and individuals, once you file an extension, your deadline's October 15th. For your pass-through entities, you know, your partnerships, your S-corporations, anything like that, that's September 15th. Your C-corporations, they can just choose their fiscal year, so it's really up in the air on those, but most of those probably are going to – most of those that are working with me have chose a calendar year, so they're October 15th as well.
So while we're always stressing over April the 15th, for some folks, it's October the 15th is just as big of a stressor than April the 15th for sure.
Yeah, oh yeah, we have quite a few people that, I mean, we will constantly be reaching out to them between now and October. And on October 14th, they finally show up, hand us all the paperwork, and it's like, now we don't have a choice but to get it done tomorrow.
I mean, keep that in mind for sure. I mean, you already asked for one extension. Try to make your life and your coworkers' lives much easier for sure. Well, a big part of what you're doing beyond crunching the numbers, you're a big part of the success of our Prom Pledge.
Right.
Share with us just what do you remember about prom when you were in school, and why did you believe in this initiative to still continue to get behind it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like prom was always like that quintessential end of the high school career thing, right? You know, go out there, meet with everybody, and hang out with your friends for that one last big, you know, event. And see who's going to be prom king and prom queen, which, you know, in the town I grew up in was always going to be the quarterback and the cheerleader. I mean, it sounds cliche as if that was something off TV, but 9 times out of 10, that's what it ended up being.
Man. So there's that. And then just believing in the initiative and stuff. What is it about the message that we bring to these high school juniors and seniors of just making smart, healthy decisions that you all as a company said, hey, this is something we believe in and we want to get behind?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I watch a lot of these kids, and we want to make sure, you know, they think that this is all about fun, but it's also about making responsible decisions. You should be able to have fun, you should be able to go do things and have that time, but be responsible about your decisions that you're going to make. You know, I've got kids. I don't have to worry about the alcohol talk yet, but you know, that's something that these kids are thinking about. And it's like, listen, I'm not here parenting, but if your kids are going to do this, make sure they're going to be responsible. Make sure somebody's going to be able to take care of them or something like that there. Don't let them do that, right? Or, you know, something like that, so that we don't end up with tragedies at hand. So we want to make sure the kids are being responsible, and that's important.
Well, the students appreciate it, right? These are businesses. Mm-hmm. Whether they know exactly who you are and what you all do, they see your name as part of this initiative, and they buy into it. And they're thinking, well, these people believe enough in me, right, and that I matter, so I don't want to go out there, to your point, and do something stupid. We call it the Hollywood effect. You know, Hollywood has built up what the proms should look like in all the movies or all the TV shows, and it's these big events that must happen, and if it doesn't happen, then you've got a bad prom. I'm like, you can go out to eat with your friends, hang out afterwards, call it a night, and you're good to go. You wake up happy and healthy the next day.
Exactly.
Not in a hospital bed or the alternative, even worse than that.
Yes.
Well, it's because of businesses like yours, Thomas, Abacus Tax and Books, and so many others, why Prom Pledge is so successful, and we certainly appreciate it. You all allow us and help us get into all the high schools in 3 counties, and we're a better community for it. So thank you so much. We appreciate it.